Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having a good friend, Gordon Chang, back on the show. Gordon has been a member of our Brain Trust now for a number of years. Actually, 7 years he's been hanging out with us, and we're very glad that he's been part of our world. You know him as the author of The Nuclear Showdown, North Korea Takes on the World, also The Coming Collapse of China. You can find him on Twitter at Gordon C. Chang. I encourage you to follow him there. You'll be glad you did. He's a columnist. You see him. You see his handsome face on television all the time, reporting on especially the coronavirus and China. Gordon, thanks again for being here. Of course, Gordon, you were our friend and one of our go-to guys for all things global. Many years ago, long before anybody ever heard of a novel or even an un-novel coronavirus. But this is a time when we're glad we knew you, because you've been a great reporter for us on these issues. The coronavirus, we now know that China could have told the rest of the world about the dangers and prevented some things as early as fourth quarter 2019, right?
Right. This is a serious issue, and it's more important now because President Trump has given his formal notice to the UN that the U.S. will withdraw from the World Health Organization. President has gotten a lot of heat, not only from Democrats, but also Republicans, and also from countries around the world. I think President Trump did the right thing for a number of reasons. The World Health Organization was responsible for spreading this disease beyond China's borders, and I believe that it is unreformable. So Trump did the right thing.
What did they do? And I think most of us have ideas about this, but what did the World Health Organization do to cause that to happen? And of course, obviously, there's a connection to China. Go ahead.
Yeah, China admitted that the disease was human-to-human transmissible only on January 20. But doctors in Wuhan, the epicenter, knew about this no later than the second week of December. Now, if China had not said anything during that period, that would have been grossly irresponsible. But China tried to convince the world that it was not human-to-human transmissible.
They lied. And they didn't just admit, they lied.
They tried to convince the World Health Organization that it was not H2H, as it's called, and WHO issued its January 14th tweet propagating China's false narrative. And by the way, the WHO knew that narrative was false on January 14th. So that's one thing. But also, China, during this period, when it knew that this was contagious, pressured countries not to adopt travel restrictions and quarantines on arrivals from China. And WHO helped in that regard because it issued its January 10th statement in support of Beijing's position. So you put those two things together, and the inevitable result of what Beijing did and what the WHO helped Beijing do was the spread of the disease around the world. And so
a global capital crime, is it not? Could we not call that a capital crime?
It certainly, people died. 131,000
unnecessarily.
Americans died.
Look what it's done to the everything, the economy, the sociological damage. We'll be measuring this for generations.
Yes, we will. I mean, this is a pandemic like we have not seen since the 1918 Spanish flu outbreak. And so really what we're talking about is a one-in-century event.
Mm-hmm.
And, you can go beyond the word capital crime because this was murder, and this was mass murder. It's unthinkable that China did this, but we've got to come to terms because there is no other explanation for what Beijing did. They knew or had to know that the actions they took would lead to infections and deaths around the world.
Did they do? Did they do that out of fear for their brand, so that it would marginalize them by being associated with this? Or do you think they did it maliciously, that they thought, you know, let's just see how this plays out?
Yeah, we don't know what was in the minds of Xi Jinping, the Chinese ruler, but we do know, we can infer intent from what they did. So we know it was malicious.
They knew how bad it could be, right?
They certainly did, because they saw what it was doing to their own country. So this was not just some sort of negligent release. This was not something beyond their control. This is something that they did.
They did overtly. Wow. And I'm glad that you came out with, and I agree with you about the WHO thing. And while we're at it, Gordon, let's go ahead and just kick the UN out of the country, too. Let's resign from that, too. I have the same regard for the UN as I do for the WHO. 20 till right back with Gordon.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.